National HIV Testing Day is June 27, 2012. On June 26th, the Department of Health and Human Services hosted a webinar entitled HIV Testing for an AIDS-Free Generation.
At this time, I would like to welcome our next speaker, Mr. Richard Klein. Mr. Klein is from the FDA, where he directs the Patient Liaison Program, Office of Special Health Issues. He will talk about home testing and FDA approval.
Thank you, Dr. Ryan, and good afternoon to everyone. I want to speak briefly about home testing for HIV. Until 1996, the only way to get tested for HIV in the United States was under a doctor's supervision. Right now, there is just one FDA-approved home collection test system. This test, sold as either the Home Access HIV-1 test system or Home Access Express HIV-1 test system. It allows people to take a small blood sample at home using a tiny finger stick and send it to a laboratory for testing. A positive test result is confirmed at the lab with a second Western blot confirmatory test using the same sample. This test is as reliable as going to a doctor or a clinic for an HIV antibody test. It offers privacy and confidentiality for people who might feel uncomfortable going to a healthcare facility for testing. The test is anonymous. Results are obtained in about a week by telephone, along with counseling and medical referral if needed, using a code number that's provided with the kit. And this kit costs about $45. Quicker results are available using the Home Access Express kit with a one-day turnaround at the laboratory. This kit costs about $60, and it's exactly the same kit, but it comes with an express mailing envelope and quicker processing. The test is available without a prescription, either through retail pharmacies or can be purchased online through homeaccess.com. Right now, FDA is considering a new over-the-counter rapid home test use kit that would give users the test result at home after about 20 minutes. The test uses an oral swab to take a sample of oral fluid, which is tested with the included test kit. Last month, FDA consulted with its Blood Products Advisory Committee, or BPAC, to address questions about the safety, efficacy, and accuracy of the test. While this test kit also offers privacy and confidentiality of testing at home, a presumptive positive result means that a second confirmatory test should be done through a doctor's office or at a clinic. Data that was presented at the advisory committee meeting suggested that the test may not be as sensitive as being tested at a clinic, but FDA determined through extensive risk-benefit analysis based on computer modeling that the test can have a positive public health value since people who might not otherwise be tested may choose to use this test. Identifying people with infections will ultimately bring more people into treatment, help change behavior, and reduce the number of new infections. The test is still under review at FDA, and a decision is pending. These tests detect the presence of antibodies to HIV produced by the body. Exactly when and how fast those antibodies develop varies from one person to another. Some people might take up to 3 months to develop a detectable antibody. So, in any HIV testing, it's important to remember that there is a window period when a person might be infected but might not yet have developed levels of antibodies that can be detected. So please take into consideration that during the window period, someone can test negative yet still have an active infection and be able to pass along the virus to others.